Welcome to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I'm your host, Blakely Ramsey, and the goal of this podcast is to discuss all things personal development, wellness, and the art of editing your life in an elevated way. From mastering morning routines to mastering your mindset, we're going to sift through the noise and empower you to take elevated action. Make sure you catch the show notes for all the details. Enjoy the show.
There is this romanticized version of going all in. Like it means burning the boats, risking everything, and screaming affirmations in the mirror. But I want to talk about what actually happened. Internally, externally, psychologically. When you stop dipping your toes in and finally make that decision, and you know what I'm talking about. This isn't hype. This is neuroscience, quantum physics, and human behavior. Let's talk about the real transformation that happens when you finally commit. The majority of today's episode comes from my own current personal experiences, but we're going to talk about how your brain actually works differently when you remove your backup plan. And this is going to be a little nerdy for a second, but hopefully you're like me and you like really dig this stuff. But there is research that shows that commitment activates the prefrontal cortex, which I feel like is a term that's being thrown around a lot, but simply it just means your decision-making and problem-solving center. So when you're all in, your brain stops looking for exits and it starts scanning for solutions. So when you have that backup plan in the back of your mind is constantly going, okay, I need to constantly make sure I keep my eye on the backup plan, versus when you go all in, your mind is laser focused on like opportunity and moving forward and who do we need to meet? What do we need to read? How do we need to act? What do we need to do to get to the vision? And it's scary. I'll be super honest. It is scary to let go of your backup plan and just kind of dive all in on the thing. But the focus that you get from diving all in and fully committing is so powerful. Most people fail at whatever they are trying to achieve. And it's not because they have a lack of ability. It's because they stay in limbo. Their mind is constantly looking for ways to make sure that their backup plan succeeds. If you are 70% in, your subconscious is going to protect you from failure, which is a good thing because, like I said, your subconscious and your brain, it is constantly looking for ways to keep you safe, ways to keep you in your comfort zone, ways to keep you alive, which, okay, thank you. But when you are talking about a goal or a dream or a vision, it can sometimes hinder you because your brain is going to constantly be looking for ways to protect you and to make sure that that backup plan works for you. Got to make sure the backup plan works. But if you are 100% in, your brain is going to shift from constantly trying to keep you safe by ensuring that that backup plan is safe. It is going to redirect all of that energy towards you actually making progress. And yes, it is terrifyingly scary, but it can be such a fun place to be in. And I'm saying that right now as I'm in it. Now, it is not all sunshine and roses, as we're going to talk about in this next section, but it's a place I've never been before. And I will say this, going all in and kind of throwing caution to your backup plan is terrifying. You're going to get a lot of pushback, but it feels so good. So I have been reading this book for several months, every single week. And it's so funny because the book came into my life and then the coaching programs that I'm in right now, the coaches are super invested in this book. And so that was just kind of like another way for me to go, okay, this is really where I am meant to be. But the book is You Squared by Price Pritchett. It is, I think, 42 pages. It's not very long at all. And Myron Golden, if you do not know who Myron Golden is, I would go look him up right this second. M-Y-R-O-N Golden is his last name. Now, he speaks from the Bible. He talks about sales. He talks about mission and purpose and drive, but he's also very blunt. So if you get your feelings hurt easily, you're probably not listening to my podcast, but I would not look him up if you get your feelings hurt easily because he will speak straight to your soul and he will shake you up a little bit. But he says that he recommends reading this book once a week just so that it literally integrates into your subconscious, because it is that powerful. I know a 42-page book doesn't seem like it might have the capabilities for that, but it is such a powerful book. So one of the key ideas in the book is that going all in activates non-linear growth. So instead of you just like going in a straight line of like 10% growth here, 10% growth here, 10% growth here, you have a quantum leap. You have that quantum growth. And it's not about working harder. It's about creating a radical internal shift that allows for exponential outcomes. And one of the really cool ways that he starts off the book is he talks about a fly. And, you know, the fly is like trying to get outside and it's hitting its head against the window. It's like trying so hard to get outside. It sees the sunshine outside. It sees all the flowers and it wants that fresh air. It wants to go outside so bad. And so the fly is just like hammering its head against the wall. It barely has any energy left. And if the fly would just back up, stop working harder, take a breath, back up, 10 feet away, there's an open door. The fly would literally have to fly 10 feet away and fly through the wide open door. But instead, he's choosing to just work harder, work harder, work harder. And he thinks he's going to get a different result doing the same thing he's been doing, when he could take a quantum leap that is almost effortless. And it's a door that's literally wide open and it's 10 feet away. And so in the whole book, he kind of talks you through the mindset of a quantum leap, where perhaps the things that you have been doing that you're trying so hard, you're just working so hard at it, you're trying harder, you want more, you want it so bad, and you're putting in all the effort and you're exhausted. If you would just slow down and take a step back and look, there might be a wide open door for you that is less effort, it feels better, it's easier, and all you have to do is go in a different direction. And when I tell you, reading this book once a week will get you fired up. There is no way that at least some aspect of your life will not improve if you read this book once a week. 42 pages, it is an easy peasy read. It's maybe 30 minutes out of my week, and it is powerful. But when you stop dabbling in things and you fully step into the identity of someone who already is or has whatever it is that you want, the world begins responding differently. And I can say this with full conviction that quantum leaps are going to look irrational. It's going to look like saying no to what's been working to go after what's aligned. And it can be really painful because, like I said, I'm in the season right now where there's a lot of people that are reacting not super great to some changes that I've been making in my personal life, my professional life. They are saying things like, "Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure that's a good idea? Oh, why don't you keep that just as a backup plan?" And I'm like, y'all, I'm telling you, I am going all in. I am committed 1,000%. And yeah, it's funny because he talks about it in the book. He says, you know, at a certain point in your quantum leap, you get to a point where you've lost all your motivation because the excitement's worn off. You know, you make the announcement and everybody's excited for you and you're excited, and then your excitement wears off and other people start to lose support for you. And he said, you know, anxiety, confusion. He said, it's just like so messy. I'm swimming in the middle of that right now, of where it's just like messy and confusing and hard and terrifying. But he said that that is like where the true growth comes from, because you are literally plowing through your comfort zone and you're going somewhere that is completely new. But he also says you cannot get new results if you keep doing the same thing that you have been doing. And it kind of goes back to the 10X is easier than 2X mindset, where if you want something different and you want big growth, you might as well go for 10X growth versus 2X growth, because 2X is going to look like, okay, I want to grow, you know, by this much. And that means we have to work a couple extra hours or add a couple clients or, you know, work another shift or whatever it is, versus a 10X jump. You can't do the majority of the stuff that you were doing at your 2X level. Quite literally, you have to completely rewire your brain, rethink everything you've been doing. And in that book, 10X is easier than 2X, they talk about quite literally how going for a 10X jump is way easier than 2X, because you are just completely eliminating everything that you have been doing. You're narrowing down your 20% and you are laser focusing, because when you go for a 2x jump, there's 1,000 possibilities. There's 1,000 different ways you can do it. There's 1,000 decisions. There's 1,000 different paths. But often when you're doing a 10x jump, there's one way you can do it. That's it. One way. You have to go all in on that one way. You focus on one thing. You have one mission. And he says that's why when people go for a 10x jump, they typically like aim for the moon and reach it, because they are focusing all in on one thing, one mission. They also talk about in the book how we all have these gifts that we allow the world to see little hints of them at a time. But many of us are scared to fail, and so we just don't try at all. But he says that failure is really great, because failure shows you the edge of how far you can really go. And every time you fail, you get a little bit better and that edge increases. And I'm just trying to lean into that right now, because there's a lot of things that are failing, but it's fine. We just keep going because we love it. And I want you to remember with this that going all in isn't reckless, it's precise. It's betting on clarity instead of chaos. Now let's talk about another thing when it comes to this, and that is that identity rewires when you go all in. So your identity is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you tell yourself, oh, I'm lazy. Oh, I'm someone who can't use a calendar. Oh, I'm just someone, systems don't work for me. Oh, I don't have habits. Oh, I'm just someone who's perpetually late. You're going to literally self-fulfill that prophecy, because that's what you keep not only telling other people, but telling yourself. Oh, I'm just someone that's always late. I've always been this way. I can't help it. Okay, then you're literally always going to be the person that's always late. And guess what? You can't help it. But when you decide that you're a person who shows up, when you decide that you're a person who executes, when you decide that you're a leader in whatever it is that you're doing, parenting, coaching, teaching, business growth, other things, when you make the decision, it literally rewires your daily actions, because you start to view yourself as someone who's like I view myself as someone who does show up, and I show up prepared. And when you have that identity, the night before or the week before, most of the time, I'm like, okay, I have somewhere where I need to show up. I'm going to do some research. I'm going to have notes. I'm going to be prepared. I am not going to show up and in a frazzle and a tizzy and not know what's going on. And not because I'm better than anyone else. That's just how I identify. Like, I am someone who shows up and is ready and prepared and ready to go, period, end of discussion. And then I execute on it. And having that mindset of this is who I am, it will literally affect your daily actions. Because if you set your baseline of I am someone who shows up on time, say that's what you want. You're always running late. You want to change your identity. And if you start to rewire your brain and tell yourself, I'm someone who shows up on time. I'm someone who shows up on time. Your actions are going to align with that. You're going to find a way, come hell or high water, you're going to be on time. So if you are someone who is constantly telling yourself, oh, that's just how I am, I'm going to hold your hand when I say this. A little tough love, but you can decide to be someone who shows up on time. You can decide to be someone who's prepared. You can decide to be someone who is calm, because you changed your identity and you committed to execution. You committed to being on time. Now, there is some work by Dr. Joe Dispenza, which I will be super transparent. I don't always agree with everything that he says. Some of his stuff is a little far out there for me, but I do love his research where he talks about that the brain can't distinguish between what's vividly imagined and what actually happens in real life. And I will say this from my own personal experience. That can be a good or a bad thing. I used to be someone who constantly, and I still struggle with this, constantly visualized the worst case scenario. So if something was about to happen or there was like a situation or an event, I would immediately go to the worst case scenario. Like, how bad could this get? How awful could this go? What if they hate me? What if, you know, all this stuff. But the problem with that is your mind can't tell the difference between what you're imagining and what's real. So your mind is replaying that event over and over and over again, thinking that it's real. So your mind is going to start looking for ways to justify that. It's going to go, oh, well, it's going to literally look for problems. It's going to look for all the ways for that imagination, that picture to come true. Versus if you flip it on its head and you think about the best case scenario, your mind is going to follow suit. It's going to look for opportunities. It's going to look for a new job. It's going to look for ways that you are winning. It's going to look for all of the things to justify, once again, your imagination. And so I do love that work of his, because it means that when you stop negotiating with your fears and you stop asking for permission, you can start acting like the person who already has the result. You can start acting like the person who shows up. You can start acting like the person who feels confident. You can start acting like the person who is super prepared and like always ready to go. And so if you are someone who is struggling with the mindset of, I'm just not someone who can execute, or that just isn't going to work for me, I want you to question this. I want you to question your mindset and say, what would shift if I never questioned whether I was going to succeed again? What would happen if I never questioned it? And that, I'll be super honest, that is sometimes the majority of the way that I live my life. Yes, I'm well aware that 90% of the time I'm going to fail, but in the back of my mind, I always try to tell myself, what if I never fail though? Like what if I succeed at every single thing that I do? And I'll be super honest, I show up better. I show up better on the podcast. I show up better in my conversations. I show up better in email. I show up better across the board when I have the mindset of there's no way I can't succeed. Like everything I do is a success. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but when you have that mindset about yourself, you literally act like the person who succeeds, who has a high level of education, who has a high level of excellence, and you show up that way. Like you really can trick your brain into helping you succeed. Like it's just, I'm so fascinated by all of this because it's all so cool to me. Now, going all in is less about hustle and more about alignment. This goes back to that poor little fly who was trying to get out of the window with all of his might. He's banging his head against the window so hard. And if he would have just backed up and turned just a little bit, there was a wide open door. His problem was not a hustle problem. He was working his little hiney off. He was not aligned though. And you start operating from certainty instead of confusion once you step into that energy shift. And other people can feel it too. Like opportunities will start pouring in. Opportunities that you never once imagined will start happening for you. And that's why I encourage people, especially in my coaching program, I do want them to have a one-year vision, a three-year vision, and a five-year vision. I don't want them to have a plan. I want them to have a vision so they have a target to move forward and to move towards. But I also want them to be open to opportunities. And that's why I'm always kind of hesitant about I'm okay with maybe a one-year plan, but like a three-year plan, you could meet a lot of people in 3 years. You could have a lot of opportunities in 3 years. You could have a lot of content go viral in 3 years. You could have, you could meet someone tomorrow that radically changes your life in the best way possible. It could, like, I literally wake up every day and I'm like, man, something really freaking good is going to happen today. It doesn't always happen every day, but I'm always looking for it. Like, I'm every second, I'm like, where is my next big break? Like, I know it's right around the corner, and I just stay in action and stay in momentum because the pursuit of your dream is actually going to get you there, not just your dream. And when you step into this mindset, into this frame, you stop leaking energy trying to be liked by everyone or trying to just hedge your bets. You actually just live your life the way that you want to live it. And it's really scary. It is not easy. I'll be super transparent. This is one of the most difficult seasons of my life that I've ever experienced. But at the same time, it's also the most joyful because I'm not currently doing anything that I don't want to be doing. There's still a couple of straggled things here and there that I'm trying to snip it all up. But for the most part, my calendar is exactly what I want to be doing. My schedule is what I want to be doing. I'm hanging out with the people I want to hang out with. I'm my life is just so much better. And when I stopped listening to all the outside noise and really focused in on like, what does my 10X actually look like? What does my quantum leap actually look like? What is the U squared version of me? Like, what does that actually look like? And I'll link those books in the show notes, especially U squared, because like I said, it's such an easy book. It's so short, it's so small, but it packs a punch. And so I would highly recommend, like, if you, even if you're someone who struggles with reading, it's really easy to get through. I promise it is so, I should have had it ready so I could show it to y'all on YouTube, but it is such a short book. Like I said, I'll link it in the show notes. It's really good. But here's the truth, going all in is not about doing more. It's about becoming more certain, more aligned, and more intentional. And when you show up with that kind of energy, you collapse timelines, you magnetize solutions, and you stop waiting for proof, you just become the proof. So if you are on the edge of something right now and you can't decide what you want to do, try just jumping, because you never know when your next level, like, it could be so close. It could be just a couple of actions away and it's just waiting for you to make the decision. So truly, like, once again, it's terrifying. It's kind of uncomfortable. There's confusion. There's anxiety. There's sleepless nights. There's, I was going to say loss of appetite, but if we're being super honest, this girl ain't never lost her appetite a single day in her life. I wish I had lost my appetite, but I have been a little stressed out, but it is the best kind of stress because it's the stress of, wow, I think this is actually going to happen. Like, I think that I'm actually going to achieve my dreams, and it is such a good feeling, and I want that for you as well. But I hope you got some value out of this episode. I really enjoyed putting this one together because this is something that I really, truly am super passionate about. And I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and full of actionable tips. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the resources and links mentioned. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Follow us on social media for more updates and inspiration. Until next time, keep growing, glowing, and elevating your life. See you soon.